new introduction music for this hour. So we will begin to fade in as it fades out. Good morning. This is the Prophetic Watchman Show, and you're listening to Ken Uptegrove on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Since we have been on for the first hour, we had a little difficulty getting started first thing in the morning. There were some technical difficulties, but now we are doing great. So I was teaching in the last hour about what was lost during the first century of the church. Well, actually, the first three centuries. It was not until the time of Constantine that we begin to see a lot of the Acts model, in fact, the entirety of the Acts model of the church, completely go by the wayside. Now we're teaching about the restoration of all things. And Martin Luther was the key person in history that really began to bring it back. I must say that the Anabaptists did a lot to restore some things to the church. The word Anna means re, and so that means that they re-baptized people who had been baptized as babies but hadn't been baptized when they become a born-again believer in Jesus Christ. And so they made that great contribution. They were teaching salvation in Jesus Christ. But they didn't make nearly the impact that Martin Luther did and then some of the other reformers. But today we still have with us the Anabaptists, and they are the Amish, the Mennonite, and the Brethren. My own personal heritage comes out of that. My name, Uptegrove, is a Dutch name, and so my ancestors came from Holland, and they came a couple of hundred years ago, and they were Amish and Mennonites. I think they're originally Mennonites. Okay, so let's jump back in to what I was saying last in the last hour, that without a temple, the Pharisees and Sadducees had no authority to rule it. If you had never read the book called Josephus' account of the destruction of Jerusalem, are you familiar with the book called Josephus? He was a historian of that era, and he was a first century historian. So he told us what happened there in Jerusalem concerning Jesus and the destruction of the temple. If you've ever read Josephus' account of the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple, you should. And as unbelievable as it may seem, a war was going on inside the city between three different Jewish factions while the Romans besieged the city from without. Fellow Jews murdered most of the right on the temple grounds. With no priests and no temple, there was no authority and therefore no religion. God brought the religion, the city, and the nation that crucified Jesus to an end. Jerusalem ceased to exist as a city for centuries, and Judea, which is Israel, ceased to exist as a nation from AD 70 to 1948. So, we're coming into another break time. Let's see what we have when we get back. Hopefully we will have some visitors.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Back, and you are listening to the Prophetic Watchman Show on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I am Ken Uptegrow, and I've just been told that Carl Sanders is on the phone. Carl, how are you this morning, brother?
I'm doing good, brother. It's a great day. It's going to be a warm one, but it's a good day.
Well, today we're going to be painting my house, so that, I'm looking forward to getting out there in that heat and making this house beautiful. Well, have you been able to listen to any of my show this morning to know that I'm talking about the state of the church and the Acts model and all that, Carl?
Yes, I have.
Have you got any comments or input?
Well, you know, Ken, one of the things that is really evident, that, again, getting back to the apathy in the church. The church is backed down and just let everything happen and say, well, it must be the will of God that it happens this way and this type of thing. But yet God called us to be a separated people, a chosen people, a people after God's own calling. Paul tells us to, he tells us three things, to run the race and to fight the fight and to keep the faith. And I don't see how we can sequester inside of the four walls of the church and expect that Satan is busy. He's all over the place. And unfortunately, we've let him into the church. We've let him into the leadership in the church. We've let him into control of the church. You know, Ken, there are two brides. There's the bride of Christ, and there's the bride of Satan. And many times, those two brides are sitting side by side in the same building. And to me, Jesus tells us about the wheat and the tares and all this kind of stuff. So don't go on a hunt in your church to find what you think is there. But you have to stay strong, be well rooted, and stay strong. And they will leave. It says resist, draw nigh unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee. And this goes for the churches. I think that we've let the guard down in the churches. We've done away with the old blood and the old hymns and the messages that were in those hymns. And what we've done is gone to 7-Eleven churches. You know, we've got seven words we sing 11 times, and there's no strength in some of that stuff. And so.
Speaking of the Acts model of the church, where do we see the Acts model example of how we should be responding to our society, to what's going on in our government, in the world, and in society? This is where I'm coming from this morning, and we see the model there. Would you comment on that, or did I get
well,
you off?
Well, no, we've and the Acts model is a good one, and look at the number of people that were added to the church in one day.
Yeah,
you know, you see, it said they had all things in common. And a lot of people take this and say, well, if you got two things, I should have one of them. And this is not what we're talking about. We're talking about spiritually in common, where people are helping one another. You're so sensitive to the needs of a brother or a sister that you're able to help them. I think that model is real, and it'll work. And when great revivals have broken out, like the Welch Revival, we saw a glimpse of the Acts model of the church before the Welch Revival. There wasn't any stars running around. There wasn't any billboards announcing that somebody was coming to town to preach and this type of thing. It was humble people that got together and prayed, and all of a sudden a revival was born. And
society was changed.
Society has changed.
When those revivals took place in that area where the revivals took place, society changed too. The bars closed.
The bars closed, and prostitutes got saved.
Jails were empty. Yes, the prostitutes were off the street. The jails were empty, and it just affected society. So. If we are really functioning as an Acts model church, we will see that we affect society, the government on down, or from the streets on up.
You know,
go ahead,
Ken. We have we've moved away from what the whole school system is secular now, and very secular. But I'm looking at a blue-backed spelling book, New England Primer, Webster's, 1777. And I just noticed something here. Here's the alphabet lessons for youth. And it goes down through the alphabet. I'll just do two or three of them. A, a wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. B, better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. C, come unto Christ, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and he will give you rest. D, do not the abominable thing which I hate, saith the Lord. And it goes on down through the whole alphabet, and when you get to Z, it says zeal, hath consumed me because thy enemies have forgotten the word of God. And this was how they learned the alphabet. Now, isn't this something? This is out of a 1777 Webster's Blueback spelling book. Where did we go wrong when we took God out of the schools in the 60s? 64, I think, prayer was taken out of the school, but actually prayer was taken out long before that. You know, it was just not, there was no emphasis on it. But I think these generations that have come up through this, you know, with an atheistic attitude in the schools, people ask me, and say, well, do you think we ought to put prayer back in the school? I think we ought to really consider strongly whether we ought to have public schools or not. I think we ought to have the school was always tied to the church.
Now, some in the Southern Baptist Convention is bringing up that question. And I think others are also. Is it time to take our children out of the school system and put it back in to, you know, we're talking about restoring. If we could restore our nation in some ways, at least, back to the colonial model, there was a whole lot more purity then, as you're pointing out, reading from the McGuffey Reader. You know, I've got a McGuffey Reader here in my house. A lady brought it to me one day. A lady would go around to auctions and garage sales, and she would just buy a whole box full of books and magazines and then go see through them and see what was in them. And she'd come across this McGuffey Reader, and the reason she come knocking at my door is because it actually had the name of my great-grandfather in it.
Oh, actually, praise the Lord.
It would talk about a miracle. There I have on my bookshelf a McGuffey Reader signed by my great-grandfather to his son. And so it's become a keepsake with me, but it was such a joy to read this McGuffey Reader, too, as you were talking. You know, Carl, we have John on the phone from Tennessee.
Praise God.
We welcome on Jan. John, what have you got to say this morning?
Good morning, Ken. I've really enjoyed your lesson this morning so far.
Thank you.
I think just to add a little bit, I won't be long. Good morning also, Carl.
God bless you, brother. It's good to hear your voice.
Well, I enjoy these two programs more than any other on RBN, I must admit it.
Praise the Lord.
Carl, you know, I think part of the problem, and Ken, you also, is that we've neglected to teach history. I mean, we're allowing, this is going to sound politically incorrect, but I really don't care, we're allowing religions to call themselves Christian religions that have their roots in paganism, and in particular, Roman Catholicism is rooted in Babylonian religions. And I'm not coming down on Roman Catholics that really love the Lord. I'm just begging you to understand the foundation of your church, of the popery and all the rest of it, that it goes right down to the worshiping of Nimrod. I'm in the middle of a book, and maybe that's my reason for enjoying it so much. It's called The Two Babylons. I talked about it a couple of weeks ago. When you look at the deities that they worship, even in the Catholic Church, it goes back to Greek gods and Rome, Babylonian gods, Osiris and Nimrod and, you know, the rest of them. I just wanted to get your comment on it.
Well, first off, I would like to point out that Catholics don't know their church history any more than Protestants do. And we need to, as you have been being brought out here, know our church history. Any pastor of any denomination who studied a lot of church history has changed them dramatically in his thinking. We'll be back.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? Evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
You are listening to the Prophetic Watchman Show on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I am Ken Uptegrove, and we have on the line both Carl Sanders and John from Tennessee. John, I think we got interrupted there when you were making a point. Where were we? I think that Carl would like to make a response to what John was saying there.
Well, you know, it's amazing, Ken, when we look at...
We've got terrible background for us.
Yeah, when we look at the deterioration...
Would you like me to call back?
Yes, somebody has terrible background noise.
All right, I'll call back.
Okay. Carl,
yeah,
have we got
I'm,
you?
I'm on.
All right, I think John is going to call back. He had some terrible back. I couldn't even hear him. So go ahead, Carl, while we wait for John.
Well, you know, it amazes me. We can look and see what is wrong. We can say, okay, this is wrong, and this is wrong. But how did we get to that point? When did it start deteriorating? You know, down in Florida, they've got a thing called the sinkhole syndrome, and a family will be in their home, and they'll say, well, let's go to the mall. They'll back their car out of the garage, and they'll go to the mall, and when they come back, they find that the top of their house is level with the highway. The house fell into one of these sinkholes, garage house and all. Now, when did this begin to happen? It goes back many years, when a few grains of sand at a time, a subterranean stream running through was eroding away the very foundation of that house. And then all of a sudden, they drive out of the driveway and the house falls into the base or into the sinkhole. I think that when we look at where we're at as a society today with the garbage that goes on, if you listen to the news, you got all kinds of stuff, people slaughtering each other and all the things that are going on. And, you know, you get the idea that this has just come upon us, but it's not. It's been happening for a long time, and it's happened a step at a time, a piece at a time. And all of a sudden, we watch a video and we say, well, he's got a few bad spots in it, but it's all right. What is that doing to us? What is it eroding away in our lives? And I think that's what we're faced with. The erosion has been going on a long time. The boundary stones have been moved. The standards that should be there are not there anymore. That old black book has been changed. People have taken and just like this new homosexual Bible with another chapter in it called the New Law, that would have never been, you'd have never permitted that. I remember in the movie The Robe, when it came out, somebody was trying to figure out who the hand was that was in the robe. If anybody would dare to have tried to imitate Jesus, they'd have torn those movie theaters apart, and they never did figure out who it was. But isn't it something, the standard? We come to the standard now where the Arts Foundation now has a cross with Jesus on it and a bottle of urine as a display in the National Endowment for the Arts. What has happened? How did we get to this point where we disrespect Christianity to this point? Anyway, just a few comments.
Yeah, one of the things that always happens in history is that a minority begins to take authority. And when they do, as the old saying goes, then they hate the majority. The old saying goes, a minority becoming a majority hates a minority. But at any rate, these minorities, throughout history, we just see this repeatedly. That's what happened in Russia. First the socialists and then the communist takeover of Russia was by a minority, only about 2% of the population. Well, that has also happened in the United States. The Hollywood crowd is a very small minority. All of the news networks, all of the television networks, the news medias, they're a minority. The professors in the colleges, they're a minority. And yet they're influencing a majority. And the majority has very few options for movies and for news and just in general, everyday life. So it gets difficult, doesn't it? It gets difficult.
Well,
Christendom.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Carl.
Well, it does get difficult, and it's you feel like the weight of the whole world is on this thing, and we see a real problem with young people, and it sounds like the commercial's coming. Praise God.
Yes, so we'll be back, Carl. We'll be back. Carl, John will be back with us in just a few seconds.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Well, we're back, and you are listening to the Prophetic Watchman Show on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Ken Updegrove, and we have Carl Sanders on the line. Carl, I'd like to give your web address, www.trumpetmin.org, and that's TRUMPETMIN.org. I invite you all to look at Carl's website. Carl has a show on also on Saturday mornings from 7 to 9 Central Standard Time, and Carl and I are longtime friends, so I invite you to listen to Carl's show and to go to his website. Carl, I'm told that John was driving and that he must have had his window down. At any rate, John is going to park and then he's going to call in a minute and
all right.
Join us for a little bit. Do you have a I kind of lost track where we were.
Well, we were talking about a lot of things. Ken, yesterday I had a constitutional lawyer on with me, and we talked about the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment, the the whole mistaken thing of separation of church and state was not to put the church down. It was to make sure that we didn't have a state church, that we didn't have, as the Church of England was owned by the government. They didn't want that to happen. They wanted no interference from the from the government in the church, and of course the church flourished in that for many years. Schools were attached to churches, and the churches flourished in that. Today, the churches now, 501c3 churches, actually are a corporation under the government. So accountability is back to the government on all of these 501c3 churches. They have to report to the government their tithers by name and who they are and how much they tithe. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist, if you know what somebody's tithing, to know what their income is. And of course, we shouldn't be hiding our income, and that's not a problem. But here we have now tithed because of the privileges given under the 501c3. We have now tithed the church into the government, and I think this has been a tragedy. I really do, because now with the RICO Act, the hate crime legislation, with all the things, the churches run risk of losing that status. And I've talked to some megachurch pastors that said if they lost their tax-exempt status, they couldn't operate. Well, is that God? Is God in that when we as a church can't pay our taxes, we can't do the things that we can't support, huge pieces of property that there's no property tax paid on because it belongs to the church and that belongs to the government and this type of thing. These are controversial subjects, but we talk about that sinkhole syndrome in Florida where the thing finally erodes to the point that the building falls in. This is what we have going on today. And right now, if you stand up in a pulpit and preach out of Deuteronomy, you stand a chance of being arrested for a hate crime. And, Ken, I have been in a church, a large church in Queens, where I spoke on homosexuality, on the love of Christ for the homosexual, and they had two policemen there and a protest group, and their goal was to arrest me that night. And a policeman made a decision. He said, there's been no hate crime here tonight, but there was, you preached the love of Christ. So I don't hate the homosexuals. I love them. I want to see them set free. They weren't born that way. That's a lie. But this is just one of those things that we've let slip by. We've got to throw out big chunks of the Bible if we continue this. What about thou shalt not kill? And then what about abortion clinics? And what about abortions all across this nation? Late-term abortion is still going on. What happened to the standards of God's Word? These are just simple things, but Ken, what happened to those standards?
There's other standards, too, besides the social ones, or the spiritual ones. Paul says, forbid not prophesying, and yet it's being forbidden. In fact, just about anything spiritual is being forbidden outside of salvation. Now, that is the one miracle still allowed and recognized. But
Ken, let me correct you on something there. Did you know that you can't go and proselyte a Muslim, or the Jews even don't want to be proselyted? You have rules and standards now. It's Jesus said, go into all the nations,
yes,
and proclaim the gospel. Go in and give them the message. Well, we can't go in and give them the message because
a lot are. They're at the risk of their lives in very stealthy ways, but a lot are finding ways to do it, and some are paying with their lives, but like the Koreans over there in Afghanistan.
Well, and the house church Christians in China, our favored nation status for China just makes me sick because we... I've been in mainland China. I've been in underground churches. I've been in underground printing presses. I've been there. I've seen the people. I've talked to them. They are I made many trips into mainland China and saw the ravaged churches where a pastor was taken out and shot. In fact, one church that I was in the day or 2 days before, and 3 miles away, their pastor had been shot because he would not deny Jesus Christ. This is the nation that we give favored nation status to. And they've got the free self church, but I've preached in those churches. You're not free. That's a government church, and you will say what they tell you to say. They gave me a list of things I couldn't say before I preached.
John, I understand, is back with us, Carl.
God.
Let's see if Carl, John has a comment on what we've been talking about. John, what do you got to say, bro?
Am I back?
Yeah, John, you're back.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to, I heard Carl on one of his CDs talking about what he had just mentioned. And just to add a little bit, we're told to study to show ourselves approved. Now, I agree. We need to know our Bible. We need to know Jesus Christ. We need to know how to confess him to others and how to bring others to him. But we also, it's necessary for us to understand history, to understand where we're at, to know who our enemy is. We have an enemy. And for you or me or Carl to say the things that are true, it's offensive to the world, man. They would just as soon take our head off. Carl and I talked on the phone the first time I spoke to him. And the day is coming, I believe, for Christians in America where you're going to have to stand up or sit down. You may have to give your life before Jesus Christ returns. You may have to take a stand and say, no matter what, I believe. And there's nothing that you or the government or any world government is going to do to take that away from me. We're going to have to make a stand. And the question I had for both of you, and this is a little bit off topic, but we see in the news that they're building an embassy in Iraq.
Yes.
From what I've heard, it's $600 billion. Would it? And it's in Iraq. I mean, it's in Babylon. So my question to you is, do you think it's possible that these demonic, Luciferian-led people that are trying to do what they're trying to do, do you think that they somehow believe that they're building the temple that actually the Antichrist is going to sit on the throne in? Maybe that's what's in their mind. I don't know.
Well, that's an interesting thought. What do you say about that, Carl?
Well, Halliburton just came to Congress to get some more money for that thing. It's actually bigger than the Vatican.
Is it an embassy?
It is real. But, we built some permanent bases there, too, that nobody's been told about. I mean, there are bases with McDonald's on them and all this kind of stuff, and they've got more concrete poured there than has been poured in any of the reconstruction.
Wouldn't it be something if that was going to be the seat of this coming world government and that, people, nations from around the world are probably contributing to the building of this so-called American embassy? I don't know.
It's amazing, too. And when you look at Babylon, you got to go clear up to the Arab Emirates. You got to go, all that area was under Babylon at one time. And right now, the tallest building in the world is in Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
And our industry, a lot of it has moved to Halliburton, moved their headquarters. Caterpillar moved their headquarters. General Electric's moving their headquarters to Dubai and to that area. Now, the interesting thing is that those cities, that they're building a new city, that one of the Arab Emirates is building a new city that's in the shape of an ankh. Now, an ankh is a cross with a loop on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
And signifies procreation, not creation, but procreation, man's creation. So it's the female part and the male part, and it's procreation. They're building this city. It's going to be a huge thing in the shape of an ankh. And so are we seeing the demonic activity now that is building these things, that is trying to bring about this new Babylon thing?
I believe we are. I believe we are.
The Arab Emirates set on many waters. There's a whole lot of little islands there, and they're sprinkled around on these islands. It sits on many waters. So sometimes we need to rethink Scripture a little bit and rethink some of the prophecies that we've so neatly tucked away. And But
Carl, if I could bring this back around to something else that I heard you say. You said that that our troops in Iraq are not allowed to have a Bible, and I understand that our chaplains are also being highly restricted. Talking about things that need to be restored and renewed in America and in our society and in our churches, these are things that I would like to see our listeners protest to their congressmen and to their senators.
You know, Ken, in 1946, I was walking down the street in South Phoenix, Arizona, out on East Broadway. There's a little church there, and a guy hollered at me and said, "Hey, boy, come on over here." And I went over there, and it was a Gideon, and he gave me a Bible, a little Gideon New Testament, 1946. And I found myself in a foxhole in Korea, and I had that little Bible. I found that I could put that Bible in my footlocker, and it would help me on my inspections and this type of thing. I carried that little Bible with me all through. Now, I wasn't a Christian, but I had that Bible, and it said Protestant on my dog tag, so, you know, they would have said a Protestant prayer over me if I'd have got killed. I was shot down in Vietnam or in Indochina before it was Vietnam, and I had that little Bible. I carried it. Nobody would have dared told me that I couldn't have that Bible. In fact, it probably benefited me in my life. Not that I opened it. I didn't open it until many, many years later. I went on my knees. I opened that Bible and found the answer. And so the Bible is real important, and our troops have a great difficulty having a Bible, carrying a Bible, and it appalls me. Well, Ken, I've got to run, and so I'm going to sign off and let you talk to John, but I have really enjoyed this.
Yeah, it's been great, Carl.
Enjoyed being with you, and look forward to next Saturday. I'm going to be in Texas, but you can call in, and I'll be on the air from Texas.
Okay, sounds great. God bless, brother. Thank
God
you
bless
for
you.
Joining
Thanks.
Us this morning. Just in case Brother McGriff happens to be listening in this morning and waiting for a time to call, Brother McGriff, I invite you to call at this time, and I'll chat just a little bit more here with John, but if you happen to be looking for a time to break in, this would be it. I'd sure love to have you on. At any rate, John, did you have a closing comment here?
Ken, I didn't mean to take up so much of your time. So I'll go on and I'll listen. And hopefully Mr. McGriff will call in. Well, like I said before, brother, I appreciate your program. I know you love the Lord. And
thank you so much, John.
This nation needs men like you and Carl. And we, as Christians, we just really need to get serious about what we're called to do.
Yes.
Thank you,
Carl,
Ken.
And I appreciate it so much. God bless you, brother. Thank you for calling. Well, we'll get back to, at this point, it's pretty hard to jump back in, but we shall try our best to jump back in. We were talking about the state of the church, and we were talking about Jesus and his interaction with the Pharisees and Sadducees at the time of and at this point we were talking about the time when the temple was destroyed in 70 AD and what was going on in that in Jerusalem at that time. In the old covenant days, God manifested his presence first in the wilderness temple and then in Solomon's temple. There is no reference to God manifesting himself in the two subsequent temples, as I said earlier, Zerubbabel's and Herod's, and the Ark of the Covenant was never present on either one of them. But starting on the day of Pentecost, God's Holy Spirit came to reside in Christians, the temple of the Holy Spirit. Since he now had a new residence, he no longer needed the old one, meaning the Herodian temple. By obliterating Herod's temple, he made this abundantly clear and made known to all, he no longer dwelt there. And like I say, that ended the reign of the Pharisees and Sadducees as well, because the temple gave them authority to exist. The stone temple had served its purpose and was replaced by living stones that accumulatively made up the spiritual church of Christ. So all of us who are born again Christians are actually living stones that collectively make up the body of Christ. Here's a little quote from Rick Joyner. Says, the next great move of God is simply going to be God moving. The Lord is going to suddenly come into his temple and the whole world will know it. And folks, I am looking forward to that, and that is something I'm encouraging you as Christians and followers of Christ to begin to be praying for and looking for. We'll be back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Closing minutes of this second hour, and we invite you back next Sunday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Says, I want to try to close out by reading just a little bit more of this here to get a conclusion that will really mean something to you. Pulling all of that I've said this morning together, there may well be a double meaning to the act of the man of sin who will sit in the temple of God, showing himself to be God. This man of sin plans to sit in the physical temple, but even more than that, he wishes to enthrone himself in all Christians, the spiritual temple, and show that he is God, or a substitute for Christ. Antichrist means in place of Christ. From the time of the early church fathers, it was understood that the primary objective of this Antichrist was to gain dominance in the church, because Christ also means, because the word Christ also means the anointed. It was also understood that the spirit of Antichrist would always oppose or seek to supplant or to replace the anointing. I believe that Satan's enthronement in Christians will be so subtle that his victims will not even be aware of it. You will be able to spot them because they are self-serving and lack the fruit of the Spirit. These lukewarm believers will be 90% Christian and 10% worldly. Jesus Christ is more of a sugar daddy to them than a bridegroom. I also believe most Christians today think they are immune to deception, but the Bible says that Satan can disguise himself as an angel of light, and his disciples can masquerade as servants of righteousness. If you would write down 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 14 through 15. Christians are most likely to be deceived by a pious, smooth-talking person who can quote the scripture for anything and everything, and the deceiver may well be right in about 90% of what he or she is teaching. It's that 10% that can be so deadly. The point is that we must watch for the ones who seek to gain authority in the church through a spirit of lawlessness. Please be reminded that we have thousands of Christian denominations that are all proclaiming the very same gospel from their own perspective. We can't all be right and we can't all be wrong, but it's one thing for sure is we need restoration and reformation in the church today. I hope that this message today will inspire you to read further into the Word of God, especially the book of Acts and 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14, and Ephesians chapter 4, to begin to really look for the model for the church today. If the Holy Spirit is prompting you to send a donation to help support this ministry, you will see a PayPal logo on my website to click on. You can also order a signed book from me using the PayPal. You can use PayPal to pay for the book, or you can send a contribution using PayPal. We are not tax exempt, but that leaves us free to say whatever the Holy Spirit is leading us to say on this show. So we thank you very much for your contributions, and I love signing those books for you. I've signed hundreds upon hundreds of them, and I'd love to sign one for you. Well, we look forward to talking to you next week, and I'm disappointed that my guest wasn't able to call in this morning, but I'm sure he will next week. So I hope you'll look forward to that. Well, God bless you. We'll talk to you next week, next Sunday morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Same time, same place. The Republic Broadcasting System. God bless.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing how to protect.